Doc, good. When we last left our hero, who was Rabba Bar Rav Huna, he claimed that Nira Mibachutz V'Shava Bibifnim was a kosher lechi. So even though in the Mavui it looks like a straight wall, but if you could see it from the outside, it's kosher. We had a problem with that. The problem was the case of the Chotzer Ketana that opened into the Chotzer Gedola. Where's our picture book? We have a small chotzer that has completely broken down on one end, and now it opens into another chotzer, which is larger than it. Now, by virtue of its being larger, when you face the smaller chotzer in the larger chotzer area, you note that there is a wall on either side of the opening. Therefore, to you, from your perspective, it's a kosher petach, because it's gifufin on either side, asim, lechis, whatever you want to call them. It's basically the same idea. There's technical differences, as we'll see. So as far as you're concerned, your chotzer is untouched. It's just got an extra door in it. The door doesn't bother anyone. But from the Mavui's perspective, it is, from the small chotzer's perspective, it's completely open, and therefore the small chotzer has a problem, because from their perspective, the livers, and those are not kaveds, that are in the larger chotzer are mixed with them, and they don't have an Erev, so they got a problem. By the same token, a Mavui should be in precisely that position, because the Mavui, where it has a Lechi that is near a Mibachutz, from inside the Mavui's perspective, there's nothing there to distinguish it, and therefore it shouldn't be any more kosher than the Chotzer Ketana, Chotzer Gedola case. That's a Mishnah. So therefore, our first, everybody came down on our hero, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So what are you going to do with that Mishnah? And so we got into a lot of epicycles, because his immediate solution was, talk about a case where the smaller chutzner's walls jutted into the larger chutzner, and therefore when the facing wall was completely collapsed, you still are not left with two side pieces, because you're in the middle of the large chutzner somewhere, and therefore it isn't well marked as a betah. To which we responded, even if that were the case, if those two pieces jutting in were close enough to the outside wall, then they would be lovud to it. Lovud would be either a three tefachim or four tefachim, depending on what sheet of lovud you hold. And therefore, we would have a virtual difufi on either side of the walls of the chotzer. So it's still, if that's the case, it still should have helped for the people in the chotzer ketana, unless, of course, things outside don't help for the inside. That's the end of it. To which we responded, well, maybe the walls are very far away, and therefore was out of the range of love. To which we then responded, aha, but the problem is that we have the Maimer of Rav Zera that says, but the difference between the smaller chutzner and the larger chutzner was only one anna. One, the smaller chutzner was 10, well, it's going to be more than 10 because then we have a break that would be larger than the size of a petach. Maximum size of a petach is 10 amot. And the larger chutzner was 11, stop that. Is 11 amot, which gives you three tefachim on either side, which is just the amount that you need for the lovud, because after all, the wall has some thickness. It's less than three. If it's less than three, it should still be good. And so the crazy case that we came up with was, well, it's two on one side and four on the other side. So it's out of range of one side. So it was okay, but so it's still in range on the other side. So we answered, must be the outside Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that you need two pasim. Since we moved it over to only one side, I only have one pas. Therefore, everything is hunky-dory. So we suggested. The Gemara today doesn't think it's all that hunky-dory. We're left on the last word. Look, if it's so important, and I said, you can't stop. Just turn the other way and just take the whole thing. So, says the Gemara, hi, my. Now, wait a minute. This approach is the most Rube Goldberg approach I've ever seen to a piece of Gemara. Because why in the world did you come out with having an amma difference? Can you explain that to me? In order for us to mess around with it, to have four on one side, two on the other side, I mean, there's got to be a point to this. What was the point? So, look, if you're ready to say that our conclusion against our hero was correct, and indeed it's not nidan mishum lechi, then I can come and tell you why it says in amma of difference. And I'll show you. But the way you're learning it, you have no reason to have said that the difference between the two chatzirot was an amma. Let me explain to you why, if we're correct, it's precisely an amma is the case that you needed to say. Because let's assume, if you're ready to say that this is indeed a tiyufta against Rabba Bar Avuna, and the given here is that it's not a kosher lechi. Furthermore, if you're willing to accept that Rebbe takes the position of Rebbe Yossi, and according to him, then he would, he holds, like Rebbe Yossi says, we'll see, we haven't gotten to it, but that you need to have three tvachim in a lechi. Okay? So now, it's not a coincidence that we took the case of 10 and 11. Forget about, if you're ready, forget about the whole business of this Reb Zeira, Ravina, I mean, this whole business of, that it was Nichnasin, the Kotel Ketana, the Gedela, and it was a Bedavka, a case, as Ravina said, that it has to be two from here and four from here. Forget about all that, okay? Because that was, anyway, an invention. It was all an artifact of our attempting to make it work out to say that there was no kosher lechi here, and that's why it didn't help the Chatzah Ketana. Forget about that, and then you don't have to come up with all these contraptions. So throw that all out. The Kosher Ketana weren't shutting in. The case is exactly as it said, the way any normal person would have construed the case. There was a break in a wall. There's two full, nice edges on the other wall when you're looking at it from the perspective of the outside. Why do I want to tell you a case of exactly an Amma? Because exactly an Amma provides a kosher pass on either side. There's three Tvachim here, three Tvachim there, satisfying all the requirements of Pasim, two Pasim on either side, going according to Rav Yossi, you also need three Tvachim for each pass. Fine. Are you happy? No. Why? Because it won't help inside, even though it's totally kosher outside. Now that's a meaningful case. And that's why we want to specify a case like that. Nothing's missing. It's exactly to specification. And nonetheless, inside of the Chatzah Ketanah, it's useless. Fine. So what's the purpose of specifying a case like that? Precisely to tell me that Rabba Bar Avuna is all wrong, and that Nira B'Bachutz does not help you bifnim. But the ridiculous contraptions that you've come up with over here, in order to make Rabba Bar Avuna work out anyway, leave all of the details completely meaningless. Why did we take a case of an Amma, for heaven's sakes? What were you trying to prove with the extra Amma? So there, let's just see that insight. So Bishleim, if you're ready to accept that indeed Nira B'Bachutz Rishava Bifnim ain't only done Mishum Lech. And you're ready to say, as I do, that Rebbe Shavala Rebbe Yossi, that you need a minimum of three tefachim for your pass. And the case of Rebbe Zeira about jutting in is nonsense. The case of Ravina about two and four is nonsense. Forget about all that. Then I can explain why. Why? Because that leaves you three tefachim on either side. And since Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, he needs three on either side in order for their gedolah to be mutter. If you're trying to tell me that actually Rabba Bar Avuna was correct, and that it should have worked inside too, the only reason it doesn't work is because it's no good. And Rabbi Zeira is right, his case is jutting in. And Ravina is right, it's four here, it's two there, whatever you want. And Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to have three tefachim in each lechi, or each pass. Can you explain to me why I need to have the Gedolah being Achadisrei Amot? I just like that one explanation. I mean, Mamonoshah. Are you telling me that I need that in order to be Matir the Chatzar Gedolah? Well, if Rebbe doesn't hold it for Yossi, I don't need it to be Matir the Chatzar Gedolah. Because the Chatzar Gedolah, I have Eser and then a Tefach on either side. Eser, Shnei Tefachim. As a matter of fact, Tosafot points out, you don't even really need Shnei Tefachim, probably. Because there's no shear in the Lechi. Although it's possible, he says, that since over here it isn't really a lechi, it's a leftover wall, maybe we're machmer that you need a full tefach. Okay. Even so, let's say you need a full tefach. That's far from needing a whole extra amma. I mean, a third of an amma, I don't say throw in an extra amma for the heck of it. So then the answer is shnei tefachim sagi.
Leftover wall is less obvious than
anything. Yeah. The ilam meisra l'ktana ka'asi. If you want to tell me that I'm just trying to bring a case to tell me that the ketana is usur, then the bigger it is, the better it is. I mean, why do I have to have the difference being limited to the dafka to an amma? I mean, that makes no sense. So then you could have told me the shulain and the maflagay tuva. Even if there's a big piece of wall on either side, it's not going to help inside the ketana. Therefore, the only reasonable explanation for any reasonable human being is that, if anything, this case clearly disproves Rabba Bar Avuna and Nira Mibachutz, fitting all of the requirements, exactly like here, three tefachim on either side, every chumrah you can come up with in the book, still ain't going to help you if you're living in the Chatzah Ketanah. And that's it. Evalav shmamina, nira mibachutz v'shaved mibifnim, eino nidon mishum lechi. Period. Shmamina. Says Rav Yossi, it's really strange because I used to learn by Rav Huna, I never heard any of this. Lo shmili ha-shmaitza. Of course, Rav Yossi always says that because he forgot his learning from his illness. Amalei Abaya, well, you taught it to us. Had Amrit Nialon, you taught it to us, and I'll tell you exactly the case that you said it about. Aha Amrit Nialon, you said that the case was that Rami Bar Abba quoted Rav Huna, and of course not the same exact case, but it ends up proving the contention of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, which is what he was assuming was following Rav Huna Shita. Indeed, Rav Huna was quoted that a lechi that simply continues along the length of an existing wall in a mavli. The case we've had is it doesn't jut in to the opening way of the mavli. Instead, we paste it on to the wall, so it just looks like it's even with the wall. So it's not really now near the bifnim, it's near the bachutz. So the deal over there is that if it's pachot mi-arba amot, if the length of this additional lech is less than 4 amot, which means it doesn't form enough of an area that would have been its own separate mavui, obviously it wouldn't have been a kosher mavui because it only has one wall, which is the lechi, but it doesn't have a shear that takes it out of the shear of lechi and throws it into the shear of mavui, then it is nidon mishum mavui. In that case, I'm sorry, nidon mishum lechi, you can treat it as a lechi even though you can't see it from inside the mavui, because the mavui looks straight to you. And mishtameshim chudot pnimi, like any other lechi, you can continue using it from the inner part of the lechi, and everything's fine. But once it's 4 amot, then it forms a mavui on its own, so to speak, not a kosher mavui, but as the shear of a mavui. What picture is that? Give us a number. 73. Difficult case to imagine. A lechi extending out an existing wall. Isn't that tough? This is the one that's more than Arba Amot, obviously. And once it's Arba Amot, then it's not kosher at all. It's kosher. I'm just saying the picture does not look like it's less than that. I mean, unless, of course, this is a little booty. You never know. So, now that we've wasted a full minute on looking at this brilliant picture, I don't know what the point is, but other. So, this proves, and you said, this is your own words, Rabbi Yosef, you said to us, I can derive 3 important halakhas from this. First of all, you're not allowed to use the area between the beginning of the lechi and the end of the lechi, because it says only chudo apnimi. Thank you. We know that. Okay. Shema mina meshach mavui ba'arba. Furthermore, I see from here, kosher mavui is 4 amot. Thank you. We know that too. Ushema mina nira mi bachutz v'shavim b'bifnim, nidon mishum lechi. Since from inside of the mavui, there's no visible lechi, so apparently it's kosher anyway. See, you quoted Rav Huna, which is what Rabba Bar Rav Huna basically was doing. He was saying over. Nira mi bachutz, shavim b'bifnim, nidon mishum lechi. We're all on the same page on this. And so we have now conclusively proven that that's not true. Because we just had the raya from the Pasuk Tana, Pasuk Gedalia, it's all very nice, but Ravun is clearly wrong. The hilchata, the halacha is that nirami bachutz shalom b'bifnim is actually quite good. Nidam mishum lechi. What? To yufta the hilchata? You just disprove something and now it's the halacha? Says, yeah, what can you do? Mishum datani repia kavatei. All going back to the braita of repia. And we paskin like that braita of repia. Okay. Comes out either that we're paskening as like the Tana of the Braita, or it comes out that we can go back and contractualize our mission again and not have a satisfactory explanation for why it's an Amma other than to need to confuse us into 2 and 4s.
So we wouldn't have an answer for it.
Omer Abai. The next piece in the Mishnah says if it's wider than 10 amot, then you cannot use your heksher of your korah, and you're going to have to be mamayet bimbavli. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, we saw already before, argued, and it was Abaye earlier, back in the beginning of the Masechta, who was the one who pointed out the Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Braita. So Abaye, once again, quotes the Braita for us, Tana, not only arachav me'eser yema'eit, according to the Chachamim, and that, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees here, just as he disagreed in the height of which was according to Chachamim, of Esrim, and he says about this also, Enotzarech Lamait. V'yad kama, how much Enotzarech Lamait? Now the truth is, back in the beginning of the Masechta, we figured that he was learning it, we thought, he was learning it from the Pischa Shel Ulam, which brought us up to 20 Amot, 20 and 40 high. So, I mean, we didn't think that we had a particular limit In the end, we were willing to go up to whatever is acceptable architecturally. I mean, we didn't think we had a limit. And interestingly enough, here, Sefer of Achik, Amedr Yezu Lameimar, Ad Shloshetzre Ama Vishlish. The size that he would be willing to go to was 13 and a third amot. Now, where the heck would that shear come from? Very simple. It comes from a new concept, which is called Pasei Beraot, which is going to have us really in all kinds of...
around the world.
Absolutely. We're all going to be holding around the world later on in Masechta. But right now, here is your Pasei Beraot. Now, for once, the picture of it is showing something. We have to have our full team in... we've got a two-lane full team highway here. Okay, what is this all about? Basically, very often you will find that a bor of mayim is Rishut HaRabim. People have to bring their cattle in to drink. But if they draw the water out of the bor and they set it on the ground, then they're going to be carrying from Rishut HaYachid, very usually, because the bor is deeper than 10 tvachim, it's not very deep. And it's wider than 4 tvachim, it's Rishut HaRabim. So therefore, the Rabbana made a takana. And what are we supposed to do? Make a house and have them all come into the house. And a takana, that in this particular case, they will allow us to rely on a stylized mechitza. Because since there is a pas called diyundin, dual amud, on each side, so there's an L shape on each corner, then in such a case, the entire area becomes marked off graphically and cannot be seen as Rishut HaRabim because it's clearly delineated as a separate area. Normally, we wouldn't let you rely on this kind of thing, but we've made a din for Beraot that you can rely on that graphic mark. The maximum shear that they relied on was enough to have a two-lane highway going through to get the four oxen team. What was that? Borax? What was the old?
20 mule teams.
I don't know. Maybe there were five in a row. but these are the standard teams that you have over here. You've got these oxen that need to be watered. And so in the Mela, we have to allow filling stations to have an entrance for, you know, both an entrance and an exit. So therefore, we were matir this. Now, the reason we come up with 13 and a third is because that is the shear of the four oxen. Okay? So the Mela...
The four oxen or the eight oxen?
I'm sorry, the eight oxen, yeah.
Four in each direction.
Yeah, four in each direction. Okay. Thirteen and a third, okay? Figure it out. You need one and a third amma for a standard bakar. So, one and a third amma for a standard bakar gives you 13 and a third. Therefore, he made a kal v'chomer, and he said like this, kal v'chomer, pasei beraot. Because if pasei beraot is a case where we were matir, even parutz meruba ala omeg, and remember, before we made a big deal out of this, the Rabbana don't want a mechitza which is mostly not standing. So it's mostly not standing, they were mavat of a mechitza. There's even an interesting shita legabe sukkah where this applies, where there's a shita among the Mishnah Berurah says maybe it should be machmer like this. Very interesting case. Where you have a sukkah that has walls on one end, and the wall, very long sukkah, keeps going all the way to the other end of the sukkah, and then you've got a poritz meruba al ha'omed between the, for your, no, one of your side walls is poritz meruba al ha'omed until the end. So in such a case, if it's more than Eser, and it's not a petach, more than Eser amot, that's been quite a good size sukkah, there is a shita that holds that the entire mechitza is invalidated. Despite the fact that if you didn't have the rest of it, it would have been kosher. But since qua mechitza, it's poritz meruba al ha'omed, so then the omid part is mitbatel because of the part that is porus. Which is an amazing kind of chumrah.
Is it minah?
What's that?
Minah below, instead of the carmelite, it's sort of like that.
Sorry?
But the carmelite was next to it, it's sort of like, because it's next to it, it makes the whole thing.
No. It's just that a mechitza parts are meruba al-omid, we saw before it was all good. Right. So over here, we were matir parts meruba al-omid. I mean, that's the whole point of pasi beraot. Forget about it. It's all stylized. You barely make out the mechitza, right? And nonetheless, in such a case, where they were ready to go all the way to be Makel, the maximum they were Makel was 13 and a third amot, right? So lo itarta biyotemi shloshes rei amah b'shlish. In which case, amavui, where you were makbid, not to accept parts of Merubah La'omid, so then for sure you shouldn't be matir more than that. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, I could make exactly the opposite argument. If Pasi Beira'od, you've already been matir, obviously you want to keep it to the minimum that's necessary. So the minimum that's necessary is a two-lane highway, which is 13 1/3 amot. And therefore, it's much more powerfully a mechitza than Pasi Beira'od. So maybe we can accept 20 amot for a peta. I don't know. Maybe 30 amot. I mean, I don't know where you're coming from. Or for that matter, you want to argue from Pase Beraot? I can make the exact opposite argument. I'll make the opposite argument. Pase Beraot, because of the fact that Ikaltabu, Chatkula, once you're going all the way out to be matir, everything you can. So Akabekula, what the heck? You might as well go all the way. So therefore, we were matir. You 13 and a third amot? That's all the way. Sorry, Rich. Yeah. No, I know you were dreaming of more than that, but listen, 13 and a third is something. Is that? But Mavoy, we were not interested in being make for you at all. Maybe Klo. So maybe bring a ride the opposite path. I mean, the whole comparison to Pasei Biro doesn't make sense to me. Tony Levy, Mavoy Shura Chav, Esrim Amah. I mean, you got a Mavoy that's got, forget about Rav Yehuda now, according to us. Got a Mavoy 20 Amot. Very simple. Take a pole, stick it down the middle of the Mavoy, and now you don't have 20 Amot. You got two nice doors of 10 Amot. So everything's bright, kosher, right? The Dio.
Great.
Who Tani Lavu Amar? No. In Alachakot Amishnah. You shouldn't have gotten your hopes up. So he himself said, even though I was taught that, it's certainly not true. We don't pask him like that. The reason we don't pask him like that is because the open airspace on either side of the Kana makes it irrelevant. There has to be. The Kana is irrelevant because it becomes bottled in the context of the wide open spaces.
Until what time?
Ah, that's what we're getting. Elahechi Ovid, so what do you do? Omar Shmuel Mishmedelevi, I have a great idea. What you should do, what you should do, is your Ose Pas Gavoa Asara, the Meshach Arba Amod, Uma Amidu L'Orcho Shel Amavui. Forget about what you do with the entranceway. Split the Mavui into two Mavuis. Build a wall that has the minimum shear necessary for Mavui, which is 4 amot by 10 tefachim high. Put it along the length of the Mavui. Forget about it. Don't try to do anything with the open area.
This is not necessary.
Why do I need anything?
Well, I'm asking.
Just make what picture is it? Yeah, here's the picture. 76.
76.
76. From the parade. 76. See that lovely little wall going right down the middle of the mulberry.
Hello.
That's a little bit of a problem. 4 amot is all you need to make it into a different mulberry. But the question is, what happens to the rest of it down the middle? But first of all, let's take a look at the entranceway. So the entranceway is 10 and 10. So 10 and 10 is a perfectly kosher entranceway. Put a lechi on either entrance. You got two mavuis with an entrance. The only problem is that if the length of the open area behind the wall to the back wall is more than 10 amot, then this becomes a mavui oko. Uh-oh. Yeah, because it goes like that. Right. So now if it's a mavui akum, we get into the whole problem of what to do back miyuto if you hold it a mavui akum has a din of the mufulet. So what we could do is we could make it surat apertach to knock off the middle area. And Tosis points out that yes, in that case, you'd have to put it surat apertach from the back of the little of these little tiny wall straight over to the other side. However, and I mentioned this svara to you earlier, even though it wasn't brought earlier, the Ritzvah Shita, which we mentioned before, is that a Mavui Mefulash is never called Mefulash if it's a U. Because nobody goes into a U to come around the other side. So why is it Mefulash? Nobody uses it. Another Mavui Mefulash needs to have some element of use. Why would I cut through? I'm not cutting anywhere. Going in and turning around and coming outside. So and they did make a special takana in Chelm that they had to build a tourist Pesach in such a way. But in all other cities... Okay. What's that? No, he came in during a U-turn. You're coming out in the same place.
So you wanted to turn maybe?
Yeah, you have to make a left. There's a big sign, no left turn. Right.
It's not changing and a third
almost wide. So, it's okay. So, now we forget about it. We're talking about our sheet, the Rabbanan sheet. Okay, so you could do that in Nami, or you could do Rav Yehuda's sheet. What Rav Yehuda did is Rav Yehuda said, look, suppose you would have a mavoi that was 15 amot long. You could apply the same thing to a 20 amot long mavoi by doing it on either side. So what did he say? He said, look, be marchik shtei amot from the edge. Build a little pass of wall of 3 amot. So now you've got omed meruba al haparut in the 3-2, right? So that part is considered to be a machitz, it's all closed up. And now you're left. You took off 5 amot, you're now left with 10. If you got 20 amot, you can do that on either side, which would be picture, number.
Oh,
so hard to imagine. 78, there you go. Look at that beautiful mavoi. 20 amot reduced to a mere 10 by the simple expenditure of 6. You don't have to get into it. It's not meant to go in. So there you go. You can save yourself a lot of trouble. So you can do that. Or, wait. So, why do you have to do that? Come on. Why don't you make a pas of Ama v'mechza, put that 2 amot away from the edge, be marked 2 amot from the edge, then make another pass of an Ama v'mechza, and then you've got the same solution using only 3 tefachim of wood, of amot of wood. So that way, you've got... The question is, what would be the advantage here? Tosfos learns, and we'll see why Tosfos learns this in a few moments on the daf. Tosfos learns that this would be a chumrah actually, because what we always prefer is, if we're going to have a petah, like we had the 2 followed by the 3, we'd rather have something on either side of it. Because whenever we have a difufei, it becomes more clearly a petah, and therefore it would be better here to have the 1.5 and the 1.5, rather than the 2 and the 3. So the Rashi's shot is, why would you have to go to the expense of building 3 and the 1.5? Twice, it's easy to find a piece of junk wood. You put up 2 pieces, like a sukkah. You have to use a whole piece. I use 2 pieces of junk wood instead of a piece that I have to go buy. So according to Rashi, it's a cooler. According to Tosafot, try to be machmer on that. So, in other words, why don't we demand that you do it this way? According to Tosfos, why don't we demand? According to Rashi, why do we insist that you make 2 and 3? Why not 1.5 and 1.5? And then have the 2 in the middle.
Right.
Okay? Now, the implication, therefore, to this is very, very devastating. Because since we don't say that, Shmagina, Omed Miruba La Parutz Mishpe Ruchot Lo Havi Omed. This is a real, real problem. Because what it proves is that when you have omed meruba laparut, it has to be meruba on each piece. Since over here you have a 1.5 piece, and then 2 pieces that is parut, and then another 1.5 piece, if the only way I can have meruba is by adding the 1.5 to the 1.5 to equal 3, which is larger than 2, then it doesn't count. That has all types of very important implications for all of the dinim here. Says the one, well, you can't reach such a conclusion. Normally, I don't need to have omed meruba ala parutz. Let's say, if this thing had come to an end, right there, and that was the only thing we needed, was a mechitza, that was 5 amot, we had 1.5 and 2, be perfectly kosher. The reason it's not kosher here is because you have 10 amot on the other side of it. So there, because we have open space on either side of the 1.5 that's sitting there in the middle of nowhere, it becomes like the pole, where we were completely mevatel the pole before when we stuck it in the middle, because we've got open air on either side. So therefore, we will always be mevatel. Tosfos points out that obviously this doesn't mean open area anywhere, but the whole world is open area. That means whatever is being taken into consideration in our equation. In other words, I'm trying to be mamayat a total petach that stretches 15 amot in his case. I'm going to have 10 amot, it's not called a petach. I'm then going to have 1.5, 2, and 1.5. So since in that equation I'm including the 10 and the 2, and in the middle I have a 1.5, there the 1.5 is batel. But if I wouldn't have had the problem of the 10 on the other side, maybe it's perfectly okay to have omed meruba ala parutz, even if it's in 2 separate pieces, as long as there's nothing that's being mavato it. you have the same case, as points out by the circuit again. If you don't have a lovewood situation, and you're trying to build a mechitza with slats, then you'd have to include the open area above the slats, which would be mamvato the omen muhu balaparot of the slats. Because since you're including it in the wall, it's the same case as this, except it's vertical instead of horizontal. Right? So you don't have a lovewood case. You want to get enough slats to give you mostly omen. It won't help you because you forgot you need to consider that part on top, which will be mavato the slat.
Unless you close that. You
know. Unless it's lovewood. It's within three, so then it's fine. Then you don't need. Then it's all. It's no, not part of it at all. Then it's omen. I mean, that's part of lovewood. Then it's omen. It's interesting. We're going to get a lot of the sukkah additions right here. So, okay. So, shiny akha. Maybe this is a unique case. The ati avir me agisa. The avir the agisa. Mevatulah. Okay. Wait. We can get around this problem also. Why don't we take one piece that's an amma, have another empty area that's an amma, make another piece that's an amma, have another empty area that's an amma, and another piece that's an amma, and that way we'd have a very well set up mechitza now, wouldn't we? Now the only point to do this is clearly to be machmir on him, because we'll see the Gemara says the only reason we didn't make this takana is because it's too much trouble.
This is more trouble.
Yeah, this is more trouble.
Why?
It's less figure out, man. Where are you in sukkah building?
That's solid walls.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get spoiled in the rova. The sukkahs are made.
Drive them into the ground.
These have to be. How do they get these to stand? Freestanding.
Of course.
Just draw it into the picture.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or was it for easy glue at the bottom or something?
Paint them.
Yeah, if you're living in the old fashioned times, you could do that. And force fields are now less than 10 cents a piece. You know,
it's
too.
It's very nice to imagine.
The guy's sitting there concentrating on it.
What's that?
Richie has a mice thing.
A mice from a Yeti. That's a place in my man's neighborhood.
He's never shown three boards yet. There are holes at the edges of the door, which must be from
the circuit.
No other explanation.
That's right. Well, there is another explanation, as we'll see.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf. We'll explain why there's holes. Okay. So now, since we don't do this, now here's an interesting conclusion. It shows that if the omed is the equivalent of the parus, that then it would be a sur. Because over here, you've got that first section. You've got the omed and the parus is equal. Amma, 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 amma. Right? So why is that no good? Unless omed has to be more than parutz and not less than parutz. Says so everyone, well, again, liyolam emelachon mutar, maybe normally it would be okay, but since the last piece has got, again, the 10 amot on the other side, it's as if it's not here. So v'shani ha'gadat ha'avira da'agisim da'agisim ha'vatulay. Okay. Let me get the case where you're not going to be able to throw that at me. I see where you're going already. Why don't we be marchik one amma from the wall? Make a pas of an amma umechza, okay? Then be marking another amma and make a pas of an amma mechza. Now, what are you telling me there? We've got omed meruba ala poritz. You can't say that's going to be mavato because it's not as big as it is. Huh? So, why don't we do that? So, why are you looking at me? You're right. That would be perfectly okay. The reason that we don't ask you to do it, and this is Tosis's raya, that we've been looking for chumras, not looking for kulas. Kule hai lo atrahu. Ravona, we're not going to be machmer on the guy adkadekar. It's too much trouble. But why aren't we concerned? I mean, the way he's got it, he's got this two amot thing, and he's got the 10 amot thing, that is separated by three amot, and he's only got a marker on his mavui. He's only got a lechi on the big place, or a korah on the big one. But why aren't we afraid that people are going to start using the smaller one, in which case the large one loses its shame as the petach of the mavui? Therefore, it loses its korah, it loses its lechi. And now we're going to be using a mavui without a lechi or a korah. Omer avada bar matna, because chazaka, in adam, in yak, petach gadol, nichnas petach katan. People like to feel reva. Why would they go into a small area if they could go into a big area?
The two
tevach area? Yeah, two amot area. Umash amot. Mash namad rabami v'rabasi. Now, wait a minute. Way back on Daf Hey, we had a case where a mavui, that was our first picture, if I'm not mistaken. We had a case where a mavui was broken at the corner, and he said, you need to have a pas for in order for there to be a shear of a mavli. Because if not, the break is going to destroy the petach of the mavli, because people are going to cut through. Why are people going to cut through? Why won't they go through the big door? Oh, come on, man, because it's a shortcut, obviously. I mean, here we're talking about you have an alternative. You're facing the door. You go to the big doors, you go to the small doors. Why should you go to the small doors? But over here, you have a way of cutting into the mavli in the middle. Why should you go around the front and walk through the front doors? Answer the Gemara, because over there, Ahotam kama mayit b'iluch, over there it's a shortcut. Whereas Ahakalor kama mayit b'iluch. Tanah. Now we have an interesting, actually, I should not say tonight, because there's no such Mishnah. But there is an interesting Braita in which we have a Sugya in Ohalot, which discusses a toilet seat cover that has Tuma under it. So in other words, there's a, let's say, Kizayit min Hamet in the toilet. Well, the guy's got to get rid of the body somehow, for heaven's sake. In the middle of flushing it down, and now it's the last Kizayit. The last Kizayit. Now,
big toilet.
No, it's not a big toilet. He just used the grinder.
All the summer.
And the water doesn't make a difference.
The great thing. The difference is underwater.
No. So now the Shaila is like this. This toilet seat only had a toilet seat. He didn't put down the cover. There was no cover. It's just a toilet seat. The toilet seat has a hole in the middle, or else you've got problems. Now, if there's a hole in the middle of the toilet seat, you don't.
No.
Just in case you can't see there.
It's there. In case you. Yes! In case you've never seen a toilet, okay. So now the shaila is like this: there's a halacha l'moshe miSinai that says that lavud is not applicable to tumas hametz. Lavud is not applicable to tumat mate in an oil. In other words, we don't think just because something's close up to each other. Therefore, it's sealed, and the tumah has nowhere to go, and the tumah will spread to the house. There's no such thing. There's a virtual mechitza when it comes to the tumat mate. But there is the question of parutz mugul balayimet. So the question is, if a kohen, let's say the cop who came to investigate is a kohen, is he allowed to come into the house with the toilet seat down, but with the hole in the toilet seat open, or must he send in his lieutenant and lose the glory? That's the shot. So we said over there like this: the or ha'asla, the or being the solid part of the asla. They didn't have plastic; they used leather, like the fancy toilet seats in our day. You know, the nice cushy toilet seats. So the or ha'asla, the chalal shelo mitstarfin betefel. You can include the hole in the toilet seat with the rest of the toilet seat for one tefach to be an ohel.
I mean, up to a tefach? To close it in
a tefach.
It's like lovet, in that sense.
It works the way lovet would work, except it doesn't have the shear.
Virtual pizza.
Well,
metal.
It isn't virtual. It isn't really virtual,
so
because
considers it a solid.
Yeah, no, there's another point over here, because if Lamais, the tumor was directly, the Tosfos deals with this issue, if the tumor was directly under the hole, it wouldn't change anything. It's only where it isn't, and now the question is, okay, how large is this cover? If it were lovud, then it would have worked even if the tumor was directly under the hole. Okay. No, the total area of an ol is a tefach, by definition. So how do I decide if the tumor is held in the toilet? By deciding if I have a tefach that creates an oil in the toilet. Or if there's a kli in the toilet, then the kli will become tumah even without contact with the basar hameh, because it's in the same oil as the basar hameh. The oil being in this case, the area under the toilet seat. Despite the fact that there's oil in the toilet seat. So what defines the tefach? Oh. Omer, Rabba Barbachana, Omer. First of all, what is an ora asla? They didn't use that word the way we do. Omer, Rabba Barbachana, Riochana, or kisui shel beit hakiseh. Okay, we know that. The comma. So what exactly is the breakdown between the sides of the hole and the hole? In other words, how small can the sides be and still have the hole being mitzarif to the tefach? So a tefach is a total now of four etzpaot, I would think. Comes along Rav Dimi and he says, well, you need two etzpas on one side and two etzpas on the other side and two etzpas in the middle. Which we'll see in a moment why in the world a tefach would consist of six etzpas. Kiata Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said, 1.5 etzbot on one side, 1.5 etzbot on the other side, and an etzba in the middle. which is what we would expect. Four etzvot. Omale Abaye.
Oh, really?
Are you, you want us to comment about the diet? Omale Abaye l'Ravdimi. Ni plagitu? Are you arguing? Omale, no, we're not arguing. Because a tefach consists of either four thumbs, if you're all thumbs, or six pinkies, if you're all pink. And therefore, I was talking about pinkies, and he was talking about thumbs. And therefore, it boils down to the same thing. Because six pinkies are four thumbs. So we were all saying the same thing. So Habarav Ravata, one was talking about thumbs, and Habizutrata, one was talking about the smallest of your fingers. The low pligin, and we're not arguing. Said Abaya, ha ha. You are arguing. Didn't even know it. Lie. Plagitu, you're arguing. Because what you're arguing about is the question of Omed Merubala Parutz Mishteruchot Plagitu. You are arguing about whether, because you had a case which you had 1.5 on one side, 1.5 on the other side, only one in the middle. I mean, Rabbi had that case. And you had a case in which it was 2, 2, and 2. Okay? You think, well, all boys sound the same thing. You're not thinking, man. There's a big difference. Because basically, Ravin, he was saying that in such a case, because of the, he gave an example of Etzpo, Metzah, Etzpo, Metzah, and only an Etzpo. So he was saying that according to Ravin, you would need to have Dafka, Miruach Achat. If it's larger on either side, then fine. But Mishtei Ruchot, Lo Aviyom. Okay? Because Isak Reich Lo Plagito. If you really think that you're not arguing, then what Ravin should have said, instead of 1.5, 1.5, and 1, what Ravin should have said, he should have said 1.3, 1.3, and 1.3. And that way he would have been saying the same case as you. But he didn't. The reason that he did it is because he held out wouldn't be good. Because you wouldn't have Omed Merubala Parutz on one side. You would need to be Mitzaref the sides, you see. The Elamai Palbinan, so he said to Baal, yes, so if you think that that's what we're arguing on, you've been so careful about the language, then why don't you tell me what I should have said? Because what I should have said is, L'vidi achi ba'li l'meima, I should have said, Etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, Etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, Etzba ayim v'shnei shlishim revach be'emtza. Why did I take a case, since you're so smart, to tell you where everything was the same? Why didn't I tell you a case in which the two sides were smaller? Because you're claiming that I don't accept an omed meruba ala porus, only from one side. If that would be the issue, I could have, and that I do, he doesn't, I do. If I did, why did I make it even? Why did I make it even? I should have taken a case in which the open space was larger than either side, and I needed to add both sides. Instead, I took it where they were the same size. So let me adjust your analysis, therefore. Ela yik, ela meima de palgina. If you want to insist that we're arguing about parutz ke'omed palgina. The machlokas here is not whether you need to add the two to make it larger, but rather whether we accept a shiur in which each piece is as large as the other. Maybe I wouldn't have accepted a case in which it's larger in the middle. So there. And that doesn't. Equal, parutz ke'omed, equal, as opposed to your claiming it was larger. We can add it together, it's also good. Not good.
People need food for yantzim.
People need food for yantzim. It's collections.
That's